Excellent. We're with Pete Huttinger across from the Bird Theater in Richmond, Virginia, where he just did a concert with the Favored Nations Tour with Tommy Emmanuel and
Peppino D'Agostino.
Right, and all three of them are on Favored Nations. Right now we're going to start with questions for Pete. Specifically, what about your playing style do you think makes you the guitarist of choice for people like Leanne Rhyme, She Daisy, and formerly John Denver?
It's got to be the diversity in my styles. It's not any one particular thing that I do. I think it's the fact that I can do several things. I grew up being interested in everything from bluegrass to Chet Atkins to all the pop music of the 70s and 80s, and then I got into Latin, Brazilian, salsa music from Cuba, all the rock and roll that was going on. I like all these different kinds of music, and so I would sort of dive in head first. And so that way, when these guys call, I can listen to their records and go, okay, well, I know what to do. Sure, let's go.
The first time I heard you play, I was amazed by how clean your playing is. And if it's true, as John Sebastian said, Nashville cats play clean as country water. are there any practice techniques you could pass along to beginning guitarists regarding that?
Practice everything you do slowly. We all want to play fast, but you can't walk until you crawl. You can't run until you can walk. You've got to do it in that order. And guys who don't play cleanly generally haven't started with the baby steps, which is just practicing good technique. One is a flat pick exercise, and it's just to help coordinate the right and left hands. And you start off very slowly, and as I'm doing this, the listeners can't see, but I'm leaving my fingers down, and I don't lift a finger until it's absolutely necessary. And this is way faster than any beginner is going to start this. Then you go up one fret, and you start all this again. And I'm playing one finger for each fret. So I'm using all four fingers on my left hand. One finger, one note. So those four are first finger, second, third, and fourth finger. And I leave them all down, and then when I go to the next string, I lift my first finger, then I lift my second, then I lift the ring finger and my pinky. And I continue on like that. And it's a great exercise for your left hand, because a lot of the problems people have is when their fingers come way off the neck.
Now, arranging a song like Josie by Becker and Fagan for guitar, can you describe the process of the choices you make regarding what to leave and what to use?
To leave in, what to take out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sure. What I look at with a tune like that, first of all, is the melody. With any tune, what's the melody? Because that's the most important thing. If you just played the melody, you're fine. And so then I want the chords underneath it. And when I say underneath it, I mean I want the melody as the top note in a chord. I don't want to try to harmonize above the melody on the guitar. They teach you in arranging classes, you tend to lose a sense of melody if you arrange notes over the melody. And then I think, all right, what's the bass line? So I'll start out. Obviously, there's the signature guitar thing in front with all that stuff. But then you get into the groove where the guitar plays. But it, by itself, it's kind of lacking. So then I thought, all right, what's the bass doing? And combining those elements together, it gives you enough of it that everyone goes, God, I love this tune. I know exactly what he's doing.